'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. This show is live, as have been these shows sponsored by the American Freedom Party for the last 3 years here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you so much for helping to make these shows possible. We're joined in Maryland by George, our astute observer of the scene. George, thank you for joining us.
Good to be here, James, and I'm feeling more deplorable all the time.
Yeah. Well, yes, and of course, there can't be five people left in the United States who aren't more familiar with the word deplorable than they were 36 hours ago. Boy, Hillary Clinton really, really did herself in with her comment that the heart of America is deplorable. And we're also irredeemable, she said, kind of an equally important word, but irredeemable. And if you're not deplorable, if you somehow escape that category, you go from the pan into the fire, because Hillary says the other group of Donald Trump supporters are losers. So take your pick, deplorable, irredeemable, or a loser.
I love it. We'll welcome Paul in a sec. I just want to mention to our audience that the t-shirts are breaking out all over the internet. I bought some from Zazzle.com. Have a look. There's got to be at least 50 designs now for your I love Donald Trump and I'm deplorable t-shirt.
Ooh, I like that. And also more has come out now, speaking of news of the last 36 hours, Hillary Clinton's face plant into the steps of her oversized security van at the 9/11 commemoration in New York City. There's now video is surfacing, and eyewitnesses are telling that they saw Hillary dragged with her feet just disappearing into the van, dragged into the van, and one eyewitness says she was tossed into the van like a side of beef. And here's what's revealing about that. Also, a physician was seen next to her taking her pulse and asking her, can you feel this? The picture is getting very clear that the people around Hillary Clinton, clustered around her, are a team that is, this is a drill for them. They were so mechanical and, let's say, they weren't panicked. They kept their cool and they just hustled Hillary into the van as if they've done this numerous times before, and they've rehearsed it. So, you know, like, nothing's going on here, nothing going on, get her into the van, nothing going on here. So, my gosh, somehow...
Nothing to see here, right?
Nothing to see here. There was a person standing behind them who had a cell phone camera on. He caught some of it, and we're really getting some insights into how bad Hillary's health really is. Yesterday, one of the things we featured as deplorables was the great magnificent column by Pat Buchanan that came out yesterday, Last Chance for the Deplorables. And we got to read the beginning and the end, but we had to omit the middle. And let me just read a little of that middle of Last Chance for the Deplorables.
Don't forget to welcome Mr. Paul.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Paul. I didn't hear you come in.
Thanks.
Well, Paul, we're trying to identify who the deplorables are. Who is Hillary talking about, in her own terms? Who did you mean, Hillary? I like the way Giuliani said, Hillary, we knew you didn't like us, but I never thought I'd hear you say it.
Yeah.
Well, here's some Giuliani talking today. Today, Trump and Giuliani were in Aston, Pennsylvania, and in Des Moines, Iowa. But here's what Buchanan said yesterday. And who might be in the other basket backing Donald Trump? They are people, said Clinton, who feel that the government has let them down, the economy has let them down, nobody cares about them. These are people we have to understand and empathize with. In short, Trump's support consists of one half xenophobes, bigots and racists, and one half losers we should pity.
Yeah.
And she is running on the slogan, Stronger Together.
I thought that was such a great juxtaposition. He says that what she's saying is either we're despicables and therefore can be written off, or losers who can be pitied. What arrogance! And I think yes. Buchanan then says, and she's running on a program of bringing us together in unity. Unbelievable. And what he also pointed out, I think you mentioned that yesterday, is the arrogance. She's delivering this talk at an LGBTQ alphabet soup outfit of the sexually weird, where a cheap seat was $1,400 a plate. Those are for the peasants. The co-chairman of the event each ponied up to $250,000. You know, let's forever disagree with the notion that the LGBTQ crowd are somehow a vulnerable minority. They're a minority, all right, but they're a rich, swaggering group, at least the organized ones are, that want to fundamentally change our countries and our morals. And Hillary Clinton is making complete buddy-buddy compact with them. Disgusting.
And let's go back to Pat Buchanan, who's asking in the part of his column that we didn't get to read yesterday, but who really are these folks our new class detests, sneers at, and pities? As African Americans are 90% behind Clinton, it is not black folks, nor is it Hispanics who are solidly in the Clinton camp. Nor would Clinton tolerate such slurs directed at third world immigrants who are making America better by making us more diverse than that old quote, and this is a quote from her, America that no longer exists, unquote. No, the folks Obama and Clinton detest, disparage, and pity are the white, working and middle class folks Richard Nixon celebrated as middle Americans and the silent majority. They are the folks who brought America through the Depression, won World War II, and carried us through the Cold War from Truman in 1945 to victory with Ronald Reagan in 1989. These are the Trump supporters. They reside mostly in red states like West Virginia, Kentucky, and middle Pennsylvania, and southern plains and mountain states that have provided a disproportionate share of the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who fought and died to guarantee the freedom of plutocratic LGBT lovers to laugh at and mock them at $2,400 a plate dinners. Yet there is truth in what Clinton said about eliminating, quote, this is a quote from her, from your thinking, unquote, people who believe Trump can, quote, restore an America that no longer exists, unquote. Those are her words. For the last chance to restore America, as Trump himself told Christian Broadcasting's Brody File on Friday, September 9th, is slipping away. Quoting Trump, I think this will be the last election if I don't win. Because you're going to have people flowing from across the border. You're going to have illegal immigrants coming in, and they're going to be legalized, and they're going to be able to vote. And once that all happens, you can forget it. Politically, and then Pat Buchanan continues, politically and demographically, America is at a tipping point. And then he goes through those numbers that we read yesterday. And then this really stuck in my thinking all night after the show, Paul. The closing paragraph of Pat Buchanan, he says, but a question arises for 2017. Why should middle America, given what she, Clinton, thinks of us, render a President Hillary Clinton and her regime any more allegiance or loyalty than Colin Kaepernick renders to the America he so abhors?
Yes, good point.
That's a call from Pat Buchanan, folks, that the allegiance and loyalty to Clinton should not be given in any way, shape, or form. And that spells revolt.
So, yes, because the Trump phenomenon is a revolt. It's a revolt against the order that's being agreed upon and imposed by both parties. They're coming at it from slightly different points of view. The open door immigration, the country called the Republicans love that because they don't care whether the newcomers are legal or illegal. It's cheap labor, keeps wages down. They like it. And the Democrats, who long ago abandoned the working man, like it because it plays up to the minorities that they now cater to, the various third world groups, and particularly the Muslims and the Hispanics. It's great, and Trump is the first. Trump is the loudest and the best voice we've had in 30 years raised against this, and also the economic deal that these catastrophic free trade agreements that have so damaged American manufacturing and Canadian manufacturing, but were agreed upon both by the Republicans on the, if you want to call it, the right, and the Clinton Democrats. Clinton was the one who signed NAFTA.
Yes. Now for some good news, folks. And this just in today. I'm referring to the LA Times University of Southern California tracking poll. And let's take a look at it over the last 72 hours. They're tracking every day. It's every single day. On Sunday, the LA Times poll had Clinton up by 1 point in a two-way race, Clinton 45, Trump 44. 24 hours later, on Monday, the very same poll, a tie, Clinton 44, Trump 44. 24 hours later, today, Trump up by 3. Trump 46, Clinton 43. Woo! A 3-point move in 24 hours. Same poll, same methodology, same people, actually. Unbelievable.
Shows you what the deplorables can do.
Yeah, a 3-point move, folks, in the 24 hours that the public became aware of the deplorables' comment, that the public saw Hillary Clinton do a face plant into her security van.
Oh, well said, James. I saw an observation online that the deplorables comment cost her 2 points, and that probably solid reasons to question her health and therefore her viability and ability to be president, that's probably cost her 2 or 3 more points. There's a good, interesting thing about that. When health concerns first started being kicked around on the internet, I'm going to say about 3 weeks ago, as usual, if they were recognized at all by the mainstream media. It was right-wing conspiracy theory, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's no validity to this. She got a clean bill of health for her doctor. Now beginning within the last week, there being commentators in the mainstream media that are now saying, well, it is a serious issue with this business of her fainting and the fact that it probably is much worse than pneumonia. There's health is really an issue. They're now recognizing that. I think that a lot of people will see that. Look, we've been lied to every time we're told something. The mainstream media tells us it's a conspiracy theory, et cetera, et cetera. And more we find out that many of those supposed right wing conspiracy theories turn out to be correct. And I now find know that we're now 15 years plus a couple of days. Over 50% of Americans no longer believe the establishment version of 9/11. That there are different interpretations of what really did happen. But Donald Trump doesn't believe it. The establishment account just is not credible for a whole bunch of reasons that would take many of these shows to go over. And as people begin to feel, look, we normally are lied to by the media. Then they will be inoculated against a lot of the nonsense that's coming out over there. And Trump is beginning to lead that when he calls them. They're liars. They're liars. And they are.
Yes. And imagine, folks, Donald John Trump doubting the official version of 9/11 is not like anyone else in the world, anyone else doubting the official version. As president of the United States, the most powerful man in the universe, his doubts become a very powerful thing. He could do something like put Richard Gage, the founder of AE911Truth.org, put him on an investigative panel. He could put some of the 3,000 architects and engineers that Richard Gage has organized, he could put them in that panel. So it becomes a resounding thing. Let us go to Donald Trump today. And he talks about these polls that we just recited, the movement to Donald Trump up by 3 points. This is brand new. That never hasn't happened before in this whole election cycle. He's never been up by 3 points over Hillary Clinton. Let's listen to him today in Des Moines, Iowa, and you'll hear how you can see the optimism on his face. Here he is.
Oh, these crowds. What a crowd. What a crowd. What great people. Thank you very much. Thank you. We are making very big progress, I can tell you that. And in Iowa, virtually every poll has us ahead, and we are going to win Iowa. So I just want to thank you. I love being back here. I have so many friends in Iowa, and I'll tell you what, I enjoyed the primaries, and I'm enjoying this even more. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. Spending time here really has been one of the one of the great, great joys of campaigning, and especially with all of the friends we've developed. So it's fantastic. But here's what's most important. Together, we're going to win Iowa in November. To be specific, November 8th. We have to be specific. And we're going to win the White House, and we are going to make America great again. Okay? We're going to make America great again. The White House will become the people's house. That will happen. We will tackle and fix the problems that have gone unsolved for years. And believe me, there are many of them.
Like 9/11.
We're going to fix our crumbling infrastructure, renegotiate our horrible trade deals.
They are disasters. Turn it down on Donald Trump.
Free children from failing.
We'll be back right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
I've been thinking about a fortune. We're back, folks. And I decided that we're really not to blame. And, We were not able to get to our callers yesterday. We have with us our international advisor to the American Freedom Party, Paul Fromm, in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, and in Maryland. George is with us, and we're going to get to you callers today. So let's start. Laura in Michigan, you're on the air, Laura.
Yeah, hi, James. I just got a quick FYI for you guys. Yesterday you were talking about LGBTQ, thinking it was queer. I was listening to Gary Bauer radio show in the car, and a pervert called in and said, the Q means questioning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it means question. You can't decide what you want to be.
Okay.
Well actually, what it means is seriously mixed up, badly mixed
right.
up. I saw a psychiatrist's write up in the psychiatric journal that says the whole transgendered thing is a matter of being mentally ill. People, if they actually don't know what they are or think, well, I'm kind of look like a boy, but I sort of like to be a girl. It means that they're seriously messed up. They shouldn't be setting anybody's agenda. They should be in a hospital bed.
Yeah, and Laura, now thank you very much. That I think you're
that's a good point.
Yeah, it's a good point, and that's a good correction, Laura.
Okay.
And, well, thank you very much for that. And go ahead, Laura.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Imagine this, folks. As Paul was just describing, what's the real, the really terrible social phenomenon that occurs if this is normalized, if the LGBT questioning Q is normalized? What it means in practical effect is that you can have, let's say, in a classroom of 10-year-olds, 14-year-olds, 6-year-olds, you can have discussion of all of this. Here's the problem with this religion of equality, that everything is equal to everything else, except, of course, white people are not equal to anything. They're inferior. But everything else is equal to everything else. It means that full respect. Imagine you're just a 7 or a 10-year-old. You don't know. You respect authority, and you listen when a teacher tells you something. And if a teacher in front of a classroom tells you it's just as good, Billy or Jane, it's just as good to be LGBTQ as it is to be normal, well, a little child goes, okay, believes that, because it was said by a teacher. And by institutionalizing this and taking it from out of a backwater of society where it's always existed in a backwater mode that little children would not be exposed to as this is normal, and then anybody who doesn't do that, this is the other horrible aspect of normalizing odd behavior, is that anybody who questions that, a teacher who gets up in front of the class and said, look, boys and girls, I just don't agree with that LGBTQ thing, they're fired. You're gone. So not only is the child taught this is normal, but if you don't agree with this, you're gone. No career. And boy, does that have a big impact on people, Paul.
Sadly, corporate America tends to be seriously in cahoots with the immigration agenda and with the LGBTQXYZ agenda. This is I think one of the things that's been so effective about Trump's campaign is he's called out these people. He's called out big business for their greed and their complicity in the immigration invasion. And we and others are called out big business for their collaboration with the LGBTQ attack on our values. We are participating in really something of a social revolution or counter revolution. And pleases me is that Trump is aware of that. He's not just riding a wave of unhappiness, which is certainly there, but he's aware of what's happening. And that's important.
Yes, it's very evident, folks, that in all of these statements in which Donald Trump has flatly contradicted political correctness, behind it lies a complete and well-thought-out philosophy supporting what we all believe. Got a little break here, then we'll come back with Bill in Wisconsin, Jason in Boston. See you on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, folks. I'm on the run. And let's go to our next caller, Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Great. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, I've got a couple tidbits. Roger Stone was on Alex today, and he said the DNC is looking for a possible replacement for Hillary for all of her health problems. And the word that he had from a Democratic high source was Michael Obama. Chew okay. on that for a while.
Michelle, yeah. Wow. Well, I'd rather not chew on it, Bill.
Yeah, but, yeah. Okay.
My gosh.
But now,
Bill, before you go on,
okay.
just in relation to what you just said, there is a headline. That's speculation. That's interesting. Confirmed today is that it's been announced Michelle Obama is going to go out on the campaign trail big time. And the way it was explained in the article I read is she's going out, you know, to support Hillary. and to make a big pitch for Hillary, who previously, back in 2008, she hated. And it was hatred was mutual between Hillary and Michelle. So she's going out to support, and supposedly they've kissed and made up. But she's going back out on the campaign trail. So that ties in interestingly with what you're saying. If Michelle Obama were going to be dropped as a helicopter candidate, she would want to be out on the campaign trail. That's very interesting. And Roger Stone, of course, is a great source. His material is, overwhelmingly right. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay. Then he also had on Michael Savage, and Savage was concerned that Trump has hired James Woolsey to his team. And that would concern me as well. The other thing, if we're concerned about, and we all obviously want to get all of the information out on 9/11, there's a certain individual very prominent in Trump's campaign here who was part of the problem. Now, who am I talking about?
You're talking about Mayor Giuliani.
Yeah. Well, I like what he's saying, obviously. His introductions for Trump are great. I think what he's doing there is trying to get himself a position in the administration. But, again, Woolsey, Giuliani, we're not going to get to the bottom of 9/11, especially if Giuliani's in there. So, I don't want to throw a damper on the way things are going. But, let's keep our eyes open. One other thing, if you talk about conspiracy theories, okay, and how the left doesn't like to have us talking about any of these actual conspiracies, the Washington Post has an article today, according to Michael Rivero, that says that doctor that talked about all the NFL concussions, he's saying that maybe Hillary was poisoned by Putin and Trump.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, how's that for a conspiracy theory?
That's a doozy.
Yeah. Well, man. Well, ABC Tonight. It's an accepted fact in the mainstream media. Russia has caused all of this information on the DNC, all of this hacking, and it's just simply not true. If you followed anything that Julian Assange has said, from WikiLeaks, he gets his information. He hasn't directly said it, but that Seth individual that got shot in the back there in D.C., he's, indicating that that's where he got his information. So that's all I have tonight, a few tidbits.
Okay, thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you. You too. Let me just comment, Paul, you and George can chime in. The getting the truth out on 9/11, I would not, boy, who has had the steel to face the official version of 9/11? I wouldn't particularly fault Rudy Giuliani for not charging headfirst into challenging the 9/11 commission. And I don't know, simply because that's why I wouldn't pinpoint Rudy Giuliani as part of the problem in that regard, since nobody, none of the House, none of the congressmen, none of the senators, what prominent person, what governor has said, we need the truth on 9/11? Nobody said it. Donald Trump, in the comments that he's made, has been, one of those very few, very prominent people questioning the official version. And the reason would be this, Bill. I know you're off the air, but just addressing you there on the radio. the outcome, if for example, Mossad was responsible for 9/11, that changes everything. Everything. Yes. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, so many, you just try to, you know, and put it, whoever you want to put in the catbird seat there, whoever was responsible for 9/11, that's not going to be a pretty place to be for whoever did that. Go ahead, George.
James, I'm glad Bill brought this up. Only Nixon can go to China, and only Trump could ever talk about 9/11. Trump, I mean, he knows all the neocons, and most Republicans aren't neocons. He can't get away from them. He's put Mr. Woolsey on his staff. You know, he rub elbows with all sorts of folks that are mainstream Republicans. How can he not do that? I still think he could have all these people advising him, and I expect him to come up with an independent discussion. He doesn't owe them anything.
Right.
I mean, Woolsey's exactly. One of them. He sure is, sports fans. But does Donald Trump owe a debt of gratitude? Can he be blackmailed by, you know, the neocons? No. And I haven't heard him change his tune about really anything. We're always fretting about, you know, the one constant in all this nonsense swirling around our heads, Donald Trump hasn't changed a thing. He has exactly the same, you know, pitch that he had 14 months ago.
That's right.
I don't see any wavering at all.
He hasn't apologized for one word. He hasn't changed one position. I like what you say, George. These people, very powerful in politics, like, or prominent, like Robert James Woolsey, who was director of the CIA. He was Undersecretary of the Navy in some other positions. He has been in Democrat and Republican circles. Actually, it's really a sign of victory that somebody like that is willing to have himself listed as part of a Trump advisory staff is actually a sort of a consolidation of Trump's victory. He's going to have to do that. He's going to have to bring all kinds of people under his aegis.
Well, you're all over it, James. What happened last week? There was a guy named Trump who got on a plane, and out of nowhere, he flew to this interesting place called Mexico, and he had a meeting with this little man who is supposedly the president of Mexico. Now, we're worried that he is, you know, going to go and cave in and say, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Mexico, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to build a wall XYZ. He went down there and said, in so many words, hi, my name's Trump. In about 15 months, we're going to meet again. And we're not going to be talking about tacos.
Yeah. Yeah. Trump is clearly in charge. And everybody, including folks like Roger Stone, who has been around Trump and knows him personally, they say this is a salient characteristic of who he is. He's not a rubber man. He's not a... a trimmer. He decides. He makes his decisions on his own. He's done this in his life and his business that he's created. That's his personality, and that
is
not.
The New York Times would say he is the most dangerous man in the world. He owes nothing to anybody.
Yeah.
So I think it's. If I were him, I would bring in neocons after neocons. I want all the people who are doing all these bad things in the last 20 years to come and talk to me and tell me all the details. And 15 months from now, well, we'll see where all the cards stand, because then I'll be armed with what you told me about what you did.
Yeah. Now, let's listen. This is in Des Moines, Iowa today, where, by the way, Trump is shown leading in the polls. He's correct. We talked about that a moment ago. Let's listen to Rudy Giuliani in Des Moines today. That's Frank Sinatra, by the way. Not Rudy Giuliani.
Thank you. I want to hit New York.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be with you here in Iowa. Are you all very excited to see Donald Trump? Are you all very excited to... see him get elected president of the United States? And I bet you really want to defeat Hillary Clinton, right? You know why? We all know why. The country is moving in the wrong direction. 70% of the American people agree with that. We're going in the wrong direction. So who's leading the country? Well, you will be. You are going to be leading the country on November 8th. Right now, the country is being led in the wrong direction by Obama-Clinton policies. Policies that are all wrong for us. Today we see our airplanes being challenged by Iran. Iran says they're going to bomb our airplanes. Oh my goodness! I mean, and we made a deal with them. You put on the television and you see all these people that work for Hillary Clinton taking the Fifth Amendment in front of the United States Congress because of the crimes that were committed by Hillary Clinton and her staff and the way they handle the emails.
Let me turn this down now. And what that's Giuliani today in Des Moines. What he's referring to is that the man who set up Hillary's email server in her house in Chappaqua, that guy took the Fifth Amendment before Congress today. He's not talking. He's clamming up. Wow. You know what's there to clam up about there? You're a techie. You set up her server, and you're going to take the Fifth Amendment when asked about what you did. So this guy doesn't want to go to prison, and he knows that somebody
he wants
very well
to not get killed. Prison is a small thing. If you open up your mouth and said, well, here's what Hillary did, there's a long list of deceased people who did that.
Yeah, exactly. You can't testify if you're dead. So you're right. Let's go back on the phones here. Let's go to Jason in Boston. Jason, you're on the air.
Mr. James, thank you so much for putting me on again. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Excellent. And what is the first name of your guest?
Well, my co-hosts are George in Maryland and Paul in Canada.
Paul in Canada. Okay, excellent. All right. So, guys, look, let's just come to the understanding that the Hillary Clinton campaign is melting down. It's melting down. It's melting down. And all that is good. Say it again.
Well, we can hope.
Well, she's physically melting down. So I'm calling in with two or three friends in my chat room, who's a 1,000% Trump support chat room. May I promote the chat room again, Mr. Kelso?
Well, yeah, go ahead, Jason, but we don't want to do it on every show.
Okay, no, I get it. So we're establishing it now, and then I'll stop. Gentlemen's on YouTube. Gentlemen's on YouTube. Hello, Bill. Hello, Carolyn. Hello, Mike. Okay, so that being said, they can't hide this stuff much longer. Her health problems are on mainstream news. They're on mainstream Google. Even with Google censoring, or trying to censor, because they can't censor a tsunami of people questioning. It's probably 6-year-olds and, 98-year-olds and everyone in between. How are they still trying to put this? So I guess I called in with a question. How are they still trying to put this thing together for the Clinton campaign when she is an obvious disaster, not only on policy, which is what I am much more concerned about?
Well, Jason, let me answer the question. Let me answer the question before you add more dependent clauses. and George will answer it, and Paul too.
I would be honored if they would. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I think the people on the inside of the Democratic Party, if they had it to do all over again, they would not put Hillary Clinton out on the racetrack as their horse.
Correct.
But the old tag is an egg.
Yeah, but she is out on the racetrack, and she is coming around the final turn. So there's 55 days left before November.
55 days and 128 before Obama's gone.
Oh, it's 128. That's another great timetable. 128.
Well, what your co-host just said there was in terms of after the Electoral College votes and it's official. That's what he meant by that.
Okay, all right. But the she is melting down on the emails. She is melting down on her health, and they would like to replace her. Roger Stone speculating today that Michelle Obama might be the helicopter candidate dropped in from the sky. Other candidates, Joe Biden and of course Tim Kaine could also be dropped in. We'll talk about that right after the break. I don't think any of that's going to happen because it's only 55 days. Almost impossible to do. Be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. We're back, and we're talking about the possibility of a helicopter candidate. That's just a term I coined. Probably others have used it. So a candidate being dropped in to replace Hillary Clinton at the last hour. And
can that be done legally, though, Jamie?
I believe, from what I've heard today, people have been calling, listeners to the show, thank you very much, have been calling with ideas on this and what they've heard and read. apparently the Democratic National Committee would have to convene a nominating Congress or convention, and they would have to nominate somebody new and go through the formalities of nominating and electing a new candidate. I think Hillary also has to withdraw. She has to withdraw her name. They can't throw her out. The DNC cannot throw her out. She has to say, I can't do it. I'm stepping out. Then the DNC can nominate somebody and put them back on. But voting is already beginning in some states. Early voting is already about to begin. The names are already on the ballots. So, you know, it's simply late to drop somebody in. And here's what I think will happen with Hillary. I'll give the parallels of Woodrow Wilson and FDR. Both of these men were half dead at the conclusion of their terms. Woodrow Wilson was negotiating the Versailles Treaty after having barely survived the influenza epidemic that was killing millions and millions of people at the time. And everybody noticed he was not himself, and he was a dead man, really, standing up. And that's reflected in how the Versailles Treaty turned out. That's in 1919. He was there for 6 months in Paris, the first American president ever to visit Europe while serving as president, also the first American president while serving ever to be introduced to the Pope. But and then FDR. FDR was in his conferences with Winston Churchill and Uncle Joe Stalin, and people were holding, in the same way that Hillary Clinton's being held up, off camera or hidden from view and so on. FDR would have a big, strong army man actually holding him up when he pretended to stand up. He was actually confined to a wheelchair. And you see in his pictures with Joe Stalin, they're always sitting down because he couldn't stand up. And FDR was also about ready to die. Woodrow Wilson died shortly thereafter in 1921. And of course, FDR died in 1945. So the right after being elected to a fourth term, my gosh, well, my goodness. So Hillary is just going to fake it. And she'll have enough people to cover for her. And she's actually used the term, or her people around her have said, she's going to run out the clock.
I think that is a more likely interpretation. I know from information that I gained from the Buchanan campaign, it's very, very difficult to get people on the ballot. Well, even more difficult, I think, to change partway through. And there are enough people to cover for. I think she'll just wait it out.
Yes, and folks, we ran out the clock. My goodness. Jim in Missouri, Jeff in Chicago, will give you a rain check for tomorrow. And everybody else, see you again tomorrow from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Trump Phenomenon.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.